At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
As you may have realized, I watch a lot of sports. That's why I like Prime Video. It has all my sports in one app, like the National Women's Soccer League, included with Prime. Plus, you can buy Premier Boxing or stream the NHL and NBA playoffs on Max with the Bleacher Report Sports add-on, or add Paramount Plus for the Masters on CBS. Prime Video. It's all your favorite sports in one place. Restrictions apply. Prime membership required for add-on subscriptions. See Amazon.com/AmazonPrime for details.
It is getting that time of the year. It's Miller time. You don't need a watch or a clock to tell you. It's Miller time. Weather gets a little bit warmer. All of a sudden, the beer gets a little colder.
It's beer cracking season.
Okay. I don't know if it says that on the calendar. Miller Lite, great taste, less filling, tastes like Miller time. To get Miller Lite delivered right to your door, visit MillerLite.com/Patrick, or you can find it pretty much anywhere that sells beer. And as always, please celebrate responsibly. Miller Brewing Company, Milwaukee, Wisconsin. 96 calories per 12 ounces. Fewer calories and carbs than premium regular beer. Miller Lite.
You are listening to the Dan Patrick Show on Fox Sports Radio.
Let's bring in Dan Le Batard, host of the Dan Le Batard Show with Stu Gantz. And Dan, good to see you.
It's always nice seeing you, Dan. I've got a little bit of chaos around me here. We've got a very electric sort of vibrating Miami, and we're coming off of a historic United America last night, feeling very good about itself because they would be able to laugh at one city. Last night was a winning night for America. Either today would be about laughing at Boston fans or laughing at Miami fans, and America wins today. And here's the best part about it. America was going to win today no matter what. One hated fan base was going to allow you to laugh like that today. So congratulations to America.
Yeah, but I don't know if America hates the Miami Heat anymore.
No?
No.
We kind of need it. We kind of need it down here.
They hate Miami, Dan.
Oh, but not the Heat.
I believe that all things Miami are something that divide America.
Do you guys hate the Miami Heat? Like, Jimmy Butler's a great story, and Caleb Martin, and Gabe Vincent, and Eric Spoelstra.
And we need the hate. We've been starved for the hate since 2010. Why are you not understanding what's happening around here?
Wait, the lights just went out on your show.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. Haters.
What happened?
Haters.
Bring back our hate.
Okay.
I'm sorry that the power has gone down here. I can still hear you, though, Dan. I can still hear you.
You never look better. I love it. Yeah.
Anybody got any matches?
Yeah. How about a candle?
Look,
something.
I'm running a media empire here, Dan Patrick. This is a very exciting time in our history.
Man.
Everything shakes and creaks down here with the enthusiasm. We've lost all power down here, so I'm sorry this isn't a better televised affair.
I like it. By candlelight.
Can you see me okay? No.
Is this the Le Batard Blair Witch Project?
I'm sorry that I literally, after leaving ESPN, can't keep the lights on.
Stu Gantz, pay the bills for the man, will you?
You want me to pay the bills? Get out of here. I don't pay my own bills.
What would it be like today if the Miami Heat had lost last night?
Well, here's the thing, though, Dan. Do you know what a gut punch Game 6 was? Like, when do you ever see? It'll get forgotten by time. What would have been something that in Boston would have rang eternal, like Dave Roberts stealing a base and when they were down 3-0, Derek White gets lost to history now. It was the reason that I say this felt the way that it did back when Miami and the world were fighting is because Everybody was willing and ready to laugh at Miami being the first to drop a 3-0 lead. Derek White doing that as a gut punch. If you like sports, you can hate Boston and still be like, man, that was amazing. What an amazing ending. And Boston would have had that forever. Instead, they had it for 2 days. It's gone now. Like it evaporates into something like, oh my God, that team was a laughingstock. And here's the best part. If you want to laugh at Boston, Boston's season ended on the very next play when Jason Tatum hurt his ankle. Like the very next time they played a basketball play, everything that Derek White gave them was gone. And so it's something you can laugh at, just like us losing the lights here at a seminal moment in sports history in South Florida, where we've got 2 8 seeds ruining Boston season. 2 8 seeds ruining everything Boston wants to believe in as hope. We really hate Boston. It's a legitimate rivalry, Dan. We don't have those anymore. It's a legitimate rivalry. Those are the best two teams in the East the last 4 years, and they hate each other. Going back to Pat Riley hates Boston because bleep Boston.
Okay, who's more important to the Heat and their success, Eric Spoelstra or Pat Riley?
Why do I have to choose?
You have to choose,
Dan. I ask you to choose. Look, it's sports radio.
Exactly. Tell him, DP.
Okay. Eric Spoelstra learned in the dark crevices of the caves of whatever obsessive compulsiveness.
Sort of what you're in right now, a dark cave.
Right, exactly. Look, in sports, Eric Spoelstra, he was spending years sculpting in the dark recesses of the film room before technology was good. Like he's splicing up tape, and he comes through 30 years of that. And now what is it? Seven finals or Eastern Conference finals, whatever the numbers are. Half the time they get that far, and it's all of it. It's not just Spoelstra. It's Spoelstra handed down from Riley because he learned all the Riley stuff, and they still go face-to-face on confrontation, even though Riley's damn near 80 years old.
Will you answer the man's question?
Damn.
Who built it? Pat Riley built all of it.
Okay, so Stugatz, let me ask you.
Yeah.
Who's more important?
Eric Spoelstra. In fact, Dan, I would tell you that if Eric Spoelstra has ever had thoughts of going somewhere else because he is tired of this question and tired of being under the umbrella of Pat Riley, I would tell you after this season, his stock will never be higher because he has made it to the finals with Jimmy Butler as his best player. And when you consider what jobs are open right now, Eric Spoelstra can say, hey, here's my salary. I want team president. I want head coach. I want control of everything.
Not surprising.
And go do it in Milwaukee.
Not surprising that Stugatz would turn Spoelstra winning into a leverage play.
Listen, how about we stop giving Riley credit for something that Spoelstra is actually doing?
Okay.
Because Spoelstra is on the bench and he has coached these guys to within 4 games of an NBA championship.
Okay, but what I would also say, Dan, is you see coaches who are on very good teams. A bunch of superstars are available right now because Doc Rivers can't do Joel Embiid. You got Kevin Durant gets Monty Williams fired. There are very good jobs available that are never available. And in Miami, Spoelstra knows that the guy who was with him in the video room is with him still because he's got organizational stability behind him. It doesn't matter who you choose to me. It doesn't. He could have gone to Portland, gotten an ownership stake, could have been president, could have had power, but he's been comfortable growing old here, learning what he's learned here. 30 years of – you saw – Dan, have you ever seen after a Game 6 a coach going into Boston for a Game 7 as an 8-point dog banging on the table, I want to tip it up again right now? Right now. I want to tip it up again. Like you could give it. I don't know why we have to separate the credit. Why do we have to choose between them? Why can't it be organizationally? This is a really strong organization that has done more winning this century than the Celtics, basketball's most historic franchise.
See, this is why I'm starting to hate the Heat again, because people like Dan Le Batard telling me all that. And by the way, don't take credit for the Florida Panthers here, Dan.
What do you mean?
I mean, aren't they closer to Boca Raton?
Actually, we were saying that the boat parade is going to be airports because they exist in a marshland. But yes, it's aggressively.
Sunrise, Florida. That's where you go to die, isn't it?
Whoa.
I mean,
or the Sawgrass Mills Mall.
Good thing we have an expert in Greg Cody here who lives right over there.
That's correct.
Exactly.
That's right. Right near my house. But you know what? I'll tell you what, Dan Patrick. Spoh's loyalty to the Heat is baked in. His loyalty to Riley is baked in. He's not going anywhere. He's not going anywhere, Eric Spoelstra. He's a Heat lifer. Book it.
That's our popular Greg Cody, longtime
total homer.
Yeah.
Total homer.
Absolutely.
Especially this week.
He just gave you book it like it was a 70s detective catchphrase.
Thank you.
Book it.
Yeah. Yeah.
Put it in a book. Write it down in a book.
Bank it.
How big is Jimmy Butler? If we had power rankings in Miami. No. Our athlete power rankings. Is he a one seed?
Oh, yeah.
What do you?
Oh, yeah. Are you kidding me?
Dan, you are doing the show I've always wanted to do. Power rankings for Jimmy Butler. God bless you. Yeah.
One seed.
Yeah.
1A.
Okay. Over anybody with the Dolphins. Anybody else come into anybody from the Florida Panthers? You
know? Okay, you're talking about present or all time?
How about current, and then we could do all time.
Okay, but this is what we need to do if we're going to go to, you know.
Can you put up a test pattern at least on your screen there, like something? It's just.
Buddy, I don't have control of the technology here.
This is embarrassing.
It is embarrassing. You don't think I'm embarrassed right now? Do you think that I'm filled with buoyant champion pride right now?
This is why Mike Ryan left.
But as you, he hasn't left. You just can't see him because he's got his head in his hands in the dark. I can see
him. Well,
it.
He's going to be leaving. Yeah.
I'm leaving now.
Yeah. I get out. Get out while you can.
To answer your question, this is why it's funny, the question that you just asked. Yes, Jimmy Butler is in the process of trying to wrestle away the legacy and team of the Miami Heat from Dwayne Wade gave us the greatest feeling and LeBron James gave us the greatest feeling. However, in the last two games, Caleb Martin has been their star. Caleb Martin has been their best player. Over the last few games, our Michael Jordan has been outplayed by Caleb Martin over the last half of the
season. He should have been the MVP last night.
Well, that's Reggie Miller's fault. He said it on the broadcast again and again.
Why are you yelling? You don't even have lights on, then. You don't even have the status to yell at me right now.
Because Reggie Miller told us on the broadcast last night.
Surprised the audio works there out of that studio. Good God. Goodness gracious. Man.
Can you see me at all?
No. It's a dark screen.
Why am I holding these lights to my face?
I can't.
Making me sweat.
He's been holding the phone to his face for 15 minutes.
Dan, for 12 minutes you have been in the black and in the dark.
You can't see me at all?
No.
The power is out in the building, Dan.
This is great.
I have no idea how we're connected to Dan Patrick, honestly.
It's hot in here, too.
All right. Well, now I'm here. Now, you don't have any signal here coming. Oh, my God. I feel bad for you.
Metal Arc
You've
Media.
Fallen already.
Hiring now.
Yeah.
Hiring now. Hopefully. As media falls apart all over the United
How
States.
How about technicians? Hiring technicians right now, a lighting director, something like that. You got to start with the basics. A good
We're
foundation,
Dan. A brand new studio. I'm sure it wasn't cheap, Dan. I'm sure it wasn't cheap.
Oh, no. I saw the tour. I saw the tour of the studio. Looked great.
Do you know how hard it is to pay rent and buy things in Miami right now? Do you know how expensive things are here?
Stu Gotts, Greg Cody, and Dan Lebatard make up that powerhouse show, the Dan Lebatard Show with Stu Gotts. And you know what? You're onto something, a blackout show. You know, we see audiences do it. You've done it with the show. Congratulations, Dan.
I'm deeply embarrassed.
Thank you, Dan. That's Dan Lebatard. Man, he's fallen on hard times. Thanks for listening to the Dan Patrick Show podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday morning, 9 to noon Eastern, or 6 to 9 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. Find your local station for the Dan Patrick Show at foxsportsradio.com or stream us live every day on the iHeartRadio app by searching FSR. Or stream us live on the Peacock app.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
We know that quality sleep is essential, and that's why the Sleep Number Smart Bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs, so you can choose what's right for you and your partner whenever you want. Two beds in one, firmer or softer on each side, you decide. And it helps you sleep at a comfortable temperature as well, quiets their snoring, so you stay sleeping comfortably all night long. Sleep Number does everything. My Sleep Number setting is 75. Sleep Number smart beds learn how you sleep. They provide personalized insights to help you sleep better. You will never need another bed. J.D. Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now, save up to $800 on select Sleep Number smart beds for a limited time. For J.D. Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Only at a Sleep Number store or sleepnumber.com.
This episode is brought to you by Navy Federal Credit Union. At Navy Federal, it's been the mission to help the military community for over 90 years. And not just help them, but do everything to make sure they not only grow, but flourish. That's why Navy Federal Credit Union has all kinds of great savings and investment options, like share certificates with sky-high rates. So don't hesitate. Start growing your finances today with a variety of savings and investment options. Navy Federal Credit Union. Our members are the mission. Savings products insured by NCUA. Investment products are not insured. Not obligations of Navy Federal and may lose value.
I wanted to chat with Mike Florio, Pro Football Talk Live co-host, NBC Football Night in America. Anytime Tom Brady's name comes up, it's a reason to have Florio on. I thought, okay, maybe Tom, he's going to be a minority owner of the Las Vegas Raiders. And then Jimmy Garoppolo had off-season surgery. And now feels like maybe Tom's in the on-deck circle playing for the Raiders. Mike, who is owed a pie to the face because he did say that Tom Brady was going to go to the 49ers. We're never going to let it go, Mike, until you do it.
I need to do it. Yeah. I need to do it. I need to figure out how best to do it, where to get the pie.
Oh, your wife can do it, Mike.
I think we agreed to lemon meringue because it's particularly acidic.
Yes.
And it will irritate the
it'll
eyes.
It'll burn your face. Yes, it'll burn your face. All right, help us understand exactly what's going on with the Raiders.
Well, last week it was reported originally by The Athletic that Jimmy Garoppolo had surgery on his foot. And, you know, things move pretty fast. Days become weeks, become months. I'm thinking, wait a minute, he had that foot injury in December. Did he not have surgery then? You go back and look, well, he didn't have surgery then. Well, wait a minute, why didn't he have surgery then? But then he's having surgery in March, and he had the surgery after he signed with the Raiders. And then I remembered, well, there was a weird delay in his press conference, had everybody in the building. They sent everybody home, and the next day he acts like no big deal, nothing to see here. That should be the NFL's new slogan, by the way, nothing to see here, because we hear that all the time. I got the contract on Saturday night, and I read the contract, and I was stunned. Lengthy addendum G for Garoppolo, injury waiver that deals with the foot. They took away his signing bonus over it. He was due to make $11.25 million the moment he signed under the contract they negotiated before they did the physical. Did the physical, he failed the physical, had to go get surgery. And the way the contract's written, if this surgery doesn't work, they never pay him a penny. And their fallback is Brian Hoyer and rookie Aiden O'Connell. It's just a weird situation, Dan, and I wonder how it was all kept secret and why it was all kept secret. It makes no one look good at all. It makes Garoppolo look like maybe he was hiding something. It makes the Raiders look negligent to not have an alternative plan. And that's what brings Brady right to the front burner, because he's becoming a partial owner of the very team that could be without a proven quarterback when week one rolls around.
Okay, can he play? How would Brady be eligible to play?
And I've seen this from multiple different reports, most recently documented by the Las Vegas Review Journal. For him to become a player, if he's an owner, there has to be a unanimous vote of all owners. And that seems a little harsh to me. And I thought, you know, isn't it in these guys' interest to have Brady on the field? The guy makes money for everyone. But I had someone explain it to me over the weekend. Here's the problem. You have a guy who's in the building. You have a guy who has access to practice, to meetings, to the playbooks, to the game plans. It's like having an extra guy on the roster. There's something that isn't fair about it from a competitive standpoint. You have this guy as your emergency option, and he's already up to speed on everything. It's just a matter of putting him in a helmet and a uniform and putting him on the field. So if it's going to take a 32-0 vote, Dan, my guess is there are going to be teams that say no, 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 especially in the AFC West, because the Broncos tried to do this, who compete obviously with the Raiders. They tried to do it when they had that game during the pandemic where they had none of their quarterbacks available and they'd go with receiver Kendall Hinton. They had a couple of assistant coaches they wanted to put on the roster and the league said, no, can't do it. Same idea. It's like having extra guys on your team because they know what's going on. So if he goes through with this, the deal's done with Mark Davis, just needs to be approved. Unless he walks it back, he's not going to be able, I believe, to play for the Raiders and be a minority owner of the Raiders.
Okay, so he could not become the minority owner, a minority owner, but he could just postpone that.
And yeah, I mean, why not? And that's the thing. This is the ultimate hoop or get off the pot moment for Brady. I mean, if you're thinking about playing, pull the plug on this ownership or delay it by a year. It's an easy fix. And Dan, my understanding is simple. And this is a question I asked somebody who's in a position to know what Brady's up to. After he had that appearance in Miami several weeks back, and he was asked, is there any chance you're going to be the quarterback of our local team? And instead of saying, well, your local team has a quarterback, or no, I'm retired, he said just enough to stoke interest. My understanding is he's done, but he loves being the center of attention. He loves being talked about. He loves it when his name comes up. And I find that refreshing. It's good to know that there's like an actual human in there somewhere that is driven by the same petty crap the rest of us are. So that's good. But so I think he loves it. But at the end of the day, he's not going to play.
Arizona Cardinals, are they on the clock for next year's draft?
Well, Dan, they haven't actually, and this is potentially intriguing today. DeAndre Hopkins hasn't officially been released yet. There's still a chance, very slim. But we've seen it before where a team says, hey, we're releasing so-and-so. And then at the very last minute, there's a trade that's done. I don't think that's going to happen. But the key piece of evidence for me is that the Cardinals could, if they wanted to, wait until Friday to cut DeAndre Hopkins. If they wait until Friday, they split the $22.6 million cap charge over 2 years. They basically create $11.3 million in cap space this year. They're not doing that. They don't want to do that. They don't want to have that money on the books. They don't even want to be in a position where if somebody drops out of the sky, and we see veterans get cut all the time, somebody we didn't expect, we could get that guy and make our team better. Well, now they can say, sorry, we don't have the cap space to do it because they've deliberately pushed it to next year. They're pushing it to next year. They don't care about this year. It's not a surprise, but it's a tangible piece of evidence as to what we already think the Cardinals are, a team that isn't going to try to compete, a team that maybe will position itself to have the number one overall pick in the draft, and the Houston Texans first round pick wherever they land. And it feels like they're in, whether you call it rebuilding, remodeling, or flat out tanking, the Cardinals don't care about this season.
All right. One of the Danettes has a double or nothing pie bet for you, Mike. Okay.
Oh, God.
Yes, Paulie.
Yeah, I had the initial bet with Florio that got him the pie with the 49ers. So, Florio, Mike, I'm going to try to get you out of this because I know you're protecting the hair, which I respect. Double or nothing. You have to tell me who the starting quarterback week one first snap is for both the Raiders and the 49ers. If you get both right, you're out.
Wow. Wow. But if I'm wrong, I get two pies.
Two pies.
Do you want to roll the dice on that, Mike?
Well, what the hell? Since I've avoided one pie, I can avoid two.
Respect.
So let's go. Let's go. Even though I'm intrigued and fascinated by the story, I do think it will be Jimmy Garoppolo for the Raiders week one. I think they'll get him ready to go week one. And I believe the week one quarterback for the San Francisco 49ers, I'm not going to go chalk here. I'm going to make it interesting. I'm going to go ahead and accept the pie. I will say, just for the interest of entertainment, that the week one starting quarterback for the 49ers will be Sam Darnold.
Boom. Mike Florio, Pro Football Talk.
No, two pies coming.
Yes.
We're not.
Yeah. Pro Football Talk Live co-host. Thank you, Mike.
See you guys. Have a good day.
Thanks for listening to the Dan Patrick Show podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday morning, 9 until noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. And you can find us on the iHeartRadio app at FSR or stream us live on the Peacock app.
Hi, this is Jay Glazer, and you may know me from the world of football or fighting or even shows like HBO's Ballers. What you don't know is for my entire life, I have lived in something I refer to as the gray, depression, anxiety. So now I'm coming out with a new podcast, Unbreakable, a mental health podcast with Jay Glazer, where each week, while we talk about mental health, I hope to describe it, give it words. Listen to Unbreakable with Jay Glazer on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
This episode is brought to you by Navy Federal Credit Union. At Navy Federal, it's been the mission to help the military community for over 90 years. And not just help them, but do everything to make sure they not only grow, but flourish. That's why Navy Federal Credit Union has all kinds of great savings and investment options, like share certificates with sky-high rates. So don't hesitate. Start growing your finances today with a variety of savings and investment options. Navy Federal Credit Union. Our members are the mission. Savings products insured by NCUA. Investment products are not insured, not obligations of Navy Federal and may lose value.
Mom met a lot of your demands over the years. This Mother's Day, get her the Bartesian cocktail maker that makes premium cocktails on demand. In just 30 seconds, have your choice of over 60 premium or seasonal cocktails, all at the touch of a button. Get $50 off on the Bartesian cocktail maker now when you buy one pack of cocktail capsules. So, for all the times you made a mess, get Mom the countertop cocktail system that makes premium cocktails without making any mess at all. For all the times you begged for soda, get her premium cocktail capsules made with real fruit juice and craft bitters. For all the times you demanded tacos for dinner, get her the Bartesian that mixes margaritas in just 30 seconds. Make Mom's Mother's Day and all the 364 days that aren't Mother's Day with a Bartesian cocktail maker at $50 off. Visit bartesian.com/mother now to get $50 off the Bartesian Premium Cocktail Maker. Bartesian, premium cocktails on demand.
Brian Scalabrine, the White Mamba, Celtics analyst, NBC Sports Boston, and was on that championship team in 2008. If I would have told you after game three, you were getting to game seven, you would have said what?
Dan, I believe you because this team is so up and down, the Celtic basketball team. Now, something happened this season where I got to the point where I just stopped guessing. And I just say, well, they're going to have to show me what they're going to do today. Because I just ran out of the patience of trying to say, like, all right, well, they figured it out. Now they can build upon that. I really believe like this, the highs and lows of this team is unlike anything I've ever seen before.
All right. When did you know you were in trouble last night?
Probably after Derek White made that run in the third. And I think Miami, speaking of Caleb Martin, he made two really timely shots. And I'm saying, we're not going to win this game. I maybe got a glimmer of hope at the start of the fourth quarter when they ran a great play out of the quarter and Tatum got a wide open layup and missed. And then they came down and hit a three. At that point, I knew we were in trouble.
What's the biggest question heading into the offseason?
Probably Jaylen Brown. And, will they offer him a supermax contract? I'm sure he'll sign it if they offer it to him. You know, last night, Tim Bontemps asked a great question about Jaylen Brown's future. And Jaylen, you know, that's where you give like the standard answer. I'm not really thinking about it right now. I don't know what the future holds, or I love this team. We've been so accomplished. He didn't give an answer that you would think. And he didn't say no. He said, I'm trying to process all this, but I wonder what's going to go on. There's been all these talks about in the past about those two guys. Then they're good. Then when things are going bad, they're not good. When things are going good, they're good. So I wonder where all that lies, and I think it'll come right around July.
But they don't complement each other. Normally when you have two All-Stars there, you know, James Harden can complement Joel Embiid or Clay complements Steph. It feels like a Joker and Jamal Murray. These two players are very similar. Keep Jaylen Brown?
Well, Dan, there's a lot of truth to what you're saying, but also, I mean, they've been to four conference finals in 7 years.
Would you keep Jaylen Brown?
Yeah, I mean, I would, but I'm not the one paying the bill. you know, they went way
well,
over.
Let's
the
take money out of it right now. I know.
Oh,
it's,
yeah.
I know it's
no, oh, yeah. That's easy then. No, that's easy. Okay. If it's not a money thing, it's a no brainer.
Okay.
But, you know, like Celtics are in the tax. They were in the tax last year. If they sign him, they're going to be deep into the tax. Like the Warriors are paying like $8 for every dollar they spend because they've been in the tax for 8 straight years. Like yeah. That's a problem in the NBA.
Yeah. But do you agree that they don't complement each other? They basically are similar types of players.
But the league now, Dan, is a defensive versatility league and an offensive versatility. It's a wing-driven league. Now, you might be right. Like LeBron and AD, there's a big and a wing. You know, Jokic and Murray, Butler and Adebayo, you're right about that. But I think anybody in the NBA would take two versatile wings that could defend and rebound, and they can handle and run pick and roll. So in this day and age, I wish they played better together, but I'm not saying like it's they've had a lot of success and they can continue to have success.
But they don't handle the ball well, Brian.
Only when their spacing as a team is bad. And I think, Dan, instead of looking at it like they don't handle the ball well, I think they try to do too much at times. Tatum had the bad ankle. Jaylen Brown thought, I have to do more. And sometimes against Miami, you don't want to try to do more. You want to try to do less. You want to take one dribble and move it and eventually wear them out. And they did it for 3 games to get back in the series. But this particular style of play always comes back to bite them when they're not making shots.
Talking to Brian Scalabrine, the Boston Celtics analyst. Joe Mazzulla's job safe?
I would say I'll give you a 65, 70% safe. I think there's a lot of things with the fact that he got thrusted into this. Like I heard there might be a lot of guys leaving to go with Ime Udoka, who hasn't hired really that many assistant coaches down in Houston. So some they might get a new staff. They might have some guys that some former players and then some former head coaches. I think to be honest with you, Dan, to give them a fair shot, you've got to build a staff that I think these guys were great, but they lost Damon Stoudemire halfway through the season. Will Hardy, they lost from last year. Ime Udoka, they lost from last year. Damon Stoudemire, they lost this year. I just think you got to put a great veteran staff around a first-year coach.
Yeah, I agree. You got to have that guy who has the experience. And, you know, I thought what Spoelstra did, I don't, you know, when we get into out-coached, I think that there are times where he was far more tactical. Spoelstra is very underrated still, which is kind of amazing. I think he's a Hall of Fame head coach. But yeah. But it felt like he was making the right moves for a team that shouldn't have won this Eastern Conference Finals.
No. I mean, you can make an argument, Dan, that they shouldn't even have been here. But, you know, I think he coaches the guys hard. Now, this is the thing that's really interesting about Spoelstra. All we hear nowadays, players league, players league, players league, players dictate this, players dictate that. You can't coach them too hard. Like, that's not what you want to do with your superstar player, except for Eric Spoelstra because he has backing from Pat Riley. So I give him all the credit in the world because I think he's a brilliant coach. And I also give him all the credit in the world because I grew up where coaches yelled at us all the time. Like, that's just the generation that I played in. So I think that he has a huge advantage knowing that he could get into guys and they might bark back, but he barks back. And it's never, oh my God, he lost the locker room. No one ever says Eric Spoelstra lost the locker room or he pushes them too hard. But Eric Spoelstra will also say, well, we do aim for everybody. And it just works for this particular group.
If I said you could have Jimmy Butler or Jason Tatum.
I'm taking Tatum, yeah. I love Jimmy Butler, though. I do love Jimmy, but I love his, how much he's a gamer, but you go with a guy that has the talent.
What was it like right before tip-off?
Oh, my gosh. I've been in that building a lot. I think the fact that they came back from down 0-3 made the biggest difference. That crowd was loaded. They were ready. Paul Pierce was getting them hyped up. They respond to the old guy, the old Celtics, more than any place I've been in other places. You know, you go to these other places, they show the guy, he waves and everyone, you know, gives a little bit of a cheer, man. The crowd was amazing. But you know what? It was amazing in game 5 against Philly. They had a dud. It was amazing in game 5 against Atlanta. It was a dud. Yeah. It was amazing last year against the Golden State Warriors in game 6. It was a dud. A lot of times this group, for whatever reason, and I'm not going to get into the generational thing or the personality thing, but when the crowd is unbelievable, a lot of times this group has swung and missed.
I don't understand this logic. You're of the new age. You're shooting threes, and you're getting down by double digits, so you continue to shoot threes, and you have no chance of coming back. Is there any logic to getting a two or going to the hoop, maybe getting a foul on somebody? Help me understand a team that goes 9 for 42, and that's your offensive game plan.
Yeah, you know what? I don't. I've had conversations with Joe Mazzulla about it, and by the way, he's not that the way that he's abrasive with the media. He's not that way, and just outside of that. But I've had conversations about it, and I really believe, like, when the Celtics drive into the teeth of the defense and get threes, they're different threes. But, you know, a lot of times they settle for that one pass shot. They want to take the first shot. That's what they say. If it's shots open, we want to take it. So you can't. I think basketball is more art than science. I think it's more like there's a, you know, if me and you were playing together, Dan, and I threw it to you and you threw it back to me and I drove and I kicked it to you, I feel like you have a better chance of making that shot because you've got involved into the game. But, you know, that's not their philosophy. That's the way they want to play. They think that the threes will eventually all balance out. But in the playoffs, you can get down 0-3, you can come back, and then you can lose a game seven, you know, by, you know, double digits and never come back from it because relying on that three.
Well, that's why the Nuggets stand out. The Nuggets will make an extra pass.
Yes, they will.
If you watch them play, they're going to always make one more pass. And not many teams do that. So you're saying that, yes. And I think, well, here they are in the NBA Finals. Yeah. You need to do that because you might have a good shot when I can get a great shot by somebody. And if you're trusting your team and everybody gets involved, that's why Butler usually gets everybody involved and then he takes over later in the game. Joker gets everybody involved and then he takes over usually later in the game. And I think that's the tribute to a great team player understanding you get going, I'll get going, and then we'll win this thing.
No, Dan, no question about it. Even last year, the Golden State Warriors passed the ball so much more last year than they did this year. Like this year, we saw Jordan Poole, Steph Curry, Klay Thompson dribbling around looking for their own shot. Like, I don't understand it why the NBA doesn't adapt more towards ball movement. Ball movement is the key. The defenses are so sophisticated. Guys are so good. They know tendencies. One thing you can't guard against is that ball movement. And not just passing the ball around the perimeter. Getting to the teeth of the defense, drawing people, kicking it out, and then what you said, extra pass. Who doesn't love playing basketball like that? So I think the teams that pass the best in the playoffs are the teams that are in the finals. And I thought last year, the teams that played the best ball movement, I would think Miami last year was better at moving the ball than the Celtics were last year, but the Celtics defense was better. But typically the team that moves the basketball the most is a team that's going to end up going to the finals and have a tremendous amount of success.
Did you ever go as Larry Bird for Halloween?
Nah. I went as a Kurt Rambis one time. That was good.
Okay. All right. All you need is the glasses and the Laker jersey.
Yeah, and he taped them. He had that tape. I had to tape them. I don't know if he broke them, why he had tape there, but I taped them. So I did that. I had a wig and everything. It was a great look.
Hey, good to talk to you. Enjoy the offseason. Thanks for joining us.
You got to dance here.
That's Brian Scalabrine, the White Mamba, Celtics analyst, NBC Sports Boston.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Refinancing your car at Kemba Financial Credit Union can get you quick access to cash to help manage high-rate debts and expenses. Get up to $500 next day cash back, plus no payments for 90 days, and take cash equity out. Make your car work for you and drive away with extra cash. Apply at Kemba.org. Restrictions apply. Offer ends April 30th, 2024. Federally insured by NCUA.
This is Malcolm Gladwell from Revisionist History. eBay Motors is here for the ride. With some elbow grease, fresh installs, and a whole lot of love, you transformed 100,000 miles and a body full of rust into a drive that's all your own. Brake kits, LED headlights, whatever you need, eBay Motors has it. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, it's guaranteed to fit your ride the first time, every time, or your money back. Plus, at these prices, you're burning rubber, not cash. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.